The opinions and statements expressed in the following program do not necessarily reflect those of WWDB, its staff, or management.
You're listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, the voice of real estate in the Delaware Valley on WWDB AM Talk 860 and WWDBAM.com.
Greetings, everyone. Happy Sunday morning to all of you. Welcome to another Super Sunday of Real Estate Talk on Real Estate Today. Hey, I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. And it's great to be back with all of you today, the best audience in the world. Hey, I hope you had an awesome week. There's a lot going on in the local real estate market. Homes are moving. The spring market is coming on fast, and interest rates have buyers excited. So it's an exciting time in real estate in the area. Hey, I have a great lineup of guests on the show today also. Jesse Swager with Atlantic Home Loans will be calling in shortly to talk to us about construction loans. And joining me in studio today is Behrs Jahanian with the Jahanian Group. Behrs is going to be talking about how to overcome the fear of beginning your real estate investments or the fear of acquiring additional investments. I get a lot of comments about that. People are just afraid to either get started or to build greater. So Behrs is looking forward to our discussion talking about that. So welcome to the studio, Behrs.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Okay, excellent. So, hey, Tony, Mr. Producer, how are the Phillies looking so far?
They're looking good. I'm excited about spring training.
Okay.
Looking pretty good.
Anyone you want a spotlight on this week?
I'm liking the AAA catcher. I think his name's Afalo.
Okay.
I like the way he's looking. And I'm still a big Mikel Franco fan. Franco's okay. Looking amazing.
Excellent. So, it's been a great weekend for my family. Behrs, anything going on this weekend or past?
I had a great weekend. I just got back from San Diego, California.
Excellent.
Can't think of a better place to spend the entire weekend. I was out there. It was gorgeous weather, blue skies every single day, about 70 to 75 degrees. And the best part about it was I was out there for an event that was with like-minded people who want to grow their mindset, people who have a positive mindset, people who want to take life to the very next level. It was an amazing, amazing weekend. It was a great time.
Excellent. You know, Mo, I used to go out for a real estate seminar like the second week of January in San Diego, and, tough landing back here in the cold of winter. But, it was always great to get a little break out there in January with a week of 70 degrees, 80 degrees, and sunshine.
Absolutely, and we're back and it's baseball season, so it feels like springtime already in Philadelphia.
Definitely. You know, Behrs, this weekend, my son and daughter, they were in a play called, the Little Mermaid play with Council Rock High School South. It was my son, who's seven, Bryce. It was his Broadway debut, so he was enjoying the program. My daughter, Kellen, she's 10, and I think this is like her sixth play, so she's an old hand at it. But they both had a great time. You know, the high school with the Little Mermaid, they used elementary school students to do the fish in the sea. So they had a blast, and, I was proud of them how well they did. So that's been a great they kind of took up most of Saturday getting them ready and also enjoying the play with our family. So that was real nice there. So I'm glad you had a great trip in San Diego, too.
Absolutely. And, that's a great experience for kids to put them on stage and to help them to get over their fears.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, I was very shy growing up. So, when I got into real estate, I did an acting class. I did a speaking class, all to overcome, like you said, the fear of being able to get up in front of people and do a good presentation. So, I really encouraged them to do it, and I'm glad my son, who's a little shy also, I'm glad that he took it on to do the play. He didn't want to do it at first, but now that he finished it up and all the time through practice, he really enjoyed it. All right, excellent. So, there was a slowdown in pending sales in January, and I think that in addition to the snow we had, I think a lot of it had to do with the low inventory of homes on the market. And, I've been talking about that over the last couple of weeks. Just a shortage of good homes on the market right now throughout the Delaware Valley. So, listing your home is a tremendous opportunity for you right now. If you want to get the best chance to get your house sold and for the highest price, get the most buyers out there before the rest of the competition comes in the spring market, you know, now's a great time to get your home on the market. So if you're interested in finding out if it makes sense for you to do something right now, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Be sure to check out our website at realestatetodayshow.com, realestatetodayshow.com. Again, you can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. And be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. And you'll get a lot of updates throughout the day, throughout the week on the latest real estate information, news, tips, and trends. Hey, I appreciate all the great feedback I received on last week's show with Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans, who talked about jumbo loans. Juliana Ferrazzi with Black Eyed Susan Design. She discussed using social media to find out some design ideas for your house. And Joe Bodak with Shadow Fox Investments. He shared his thoughts on the benefits of doing a lease purchase for buyers, sellers, and investors. So it was a real popular program with the rest of, with all the audience. So if you missed the show last week, be sure to catch the podcast on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. That's realestatetodayshow.com. And as we started a couple weeks ago, the podcast is now on iTunes. So you can check out us on iTunes and do the podcast. Just search for Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso and click on subscribe, and you'll get the podcast of the show download. I still have a lot of the old shows to get on and upload them, but you know, the last couple of weeks are on iTunes right now. So you know, check that out also. So as you know, the addition of the radio show, I love helping sellers, buyers, and investors with all their real estate needs. I've had the good fortune of being the trusted real estate advisor and champion for hundreds of clients for over 28 years now, and I'm committed to serving all of you with all of your real estate needs with five-star client-first service. So if you're looking to sell, buy, or invest in real estate, give me a call first, 215-778-9687. If you want to be a part of the program today, talk to Jesse or Bears, give us a call or a text on my mobile phone, 215-778-9687. You want to email me during the show or anytime, paul at paulrosso.com. Again, on Twitter, follow us at Paul Rosso, and on Facebook, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor. So we're going to get the show started right now. You're listening again to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso on WWDB, 860 AM. So let's get the show started. I want to bring in Jesse Schwager with Atlantic Home Loans. Jesse, good morning. How you doing?
How you doing, Paul?
Great, great. How's your weekend going?
Oh, it's not bad. I am actually up in Quakertown with my family this weekend.
Okay, excellent, man, excellent. So listen, I had a text at the last Sunday show from Phil and Rita, who want to know a little bit more about new construction loans. So I want to have you talk about that a little bit this Sunday.
Okay, you know, there's two basic things to know about construction loans. Okay, now. There's one type of construction loan is a one-step loan.
Okay.
The other is called a two-step loan. Okay.
Sounds like a dance.
Yeah, I saw you did the father and daughter dance last weekend, I think, right?
Yeah, we did the father and daughter dance Friday night, and you know, I had to embarrass my daughter. You know, I used to be a disc jockey, so I love to dance, and you know, I usually put on a show, and we won the father daughter duo. In the middle of the circle, so
man,
so
what were you breakdancing?
Well, semi breakdancing, man. I'm a little too old now to break all the way. I may break my back.
Oh man, but, that's funny. God, that's nice. So I seen that. That was a nice thing.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Okay, so let's get into. I'll talk a little about the one step loans first. Now, with the one step construction loan,
okay,
you're selecting from the same lender, okay?
Okay.
So for both the construction part of the loan and the mortgage, you're going to fill out all the paperwork at the same time, and you're going to close at the same time on both loans, the construction part of it, and then the mortgage part of it. So construction loans are, you know, a two-step process. The building part of it, and it gets a little hectic during that phase, and then the mortgage part of it. So
okay.
With the one step, it's all one time.
All right. Excellent. And are the rates about the same for construction loan, or are they a little higher?
You know, The rates for the construction part of it can be a little bit different, you know, and a little bit higher depending on the lender. Now, the mortgage, obviously, is we can do the same things as, you know, you can do an FHA, VA, you know, and we can keep everything exactly as a regular loan.
Okay. Now,
okay.
So this is like if you buy like a home builder's, you know, site, this is the type of loan you're going to get, or you need a two-step for that?
Now, if you go, let's just say you're looking at a Toll Brothers house, okay?
Yeah.
A lot of Toll Brothers house, they're exactly the same models, and it's not custom built, so they have a lot of the same things. I would say the one-step loan is the loan to go with on those type of houses.
Okay.
If you want to do a custom house, where a lot of things are going to change throughout the process,
right,
you're definitely going to want to look at the two-step loan because you don't want to get caught, you know, in the middle.
Okay, so if we're buying, let's say we buy a lot and then we want to have it built on it, you're talking like a two-step loan in that situation.
Yeah, especially, okay. Yes. That would be unless it's, you know, something, you know, by Toll Brothers. If you're building a custom house,
right,
you really want to split up the construction part of it, okay, and then the mortgage when you're done.
Okay. So if we're going to build a custom house, can we get the financing on the ground also or just for the building?
Go ahead again, Paul.
If, let's say I want to build a custom home, can I include the lot in the financing? On the construction side of the loan?
You can. A lot of people already have that lot already owned, but
right,
you could incorporate that land. A lot of builders have that. You don't necessarily have to have a piece of land to build a home on.
Right, sure.
A lot
sure.
of people go into these, you know, I do a lot of them that people don't have land picked out, and that's not the case. You do not need the land to build a custom home.
Okay. All right, so tell us about the two-step loan then for like a custom loan.
Okay. Like I said, the two-step loan is splitting up. You're going to split up the construction then you're going to close on that construction part of the loan. And here's why this is important with custom loans, okay? With the two-step loan, you might get started on this house and, you know, we all know this. Your wife might start adding things, and you know, all of a sudden, that construction loan is a lot bigger than you wanted.
Right.
Okay. When you first started out.
Okay.
So you're gonna have to close on that one first.
Okay.
You know, and you gotta be very very careful that you don't go over your debt to income ratio too.
Okay.
From what you first got approved with.
Right. Okay.
Okay, and then obviously the second part of that is just you're going to finance the mortgage then.
Okay. All right, and the construction loans, is that money given out piecemeal to the builder as things progress?
Yeah, as things progress, you know, they can either get paid at the end or they can get paid in steps. Usually they get paid in steps throughout the process.
Okay. Excellent. Sounds good. Anything else to wrap up on the construction loans?
I mean, you know, just some things to keep in mind when going that route. Like I said before, you don't need to already have the land, and a lot of people right. think that you do, but the builder can find you that.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Now, go ahead, Paul.
Okay, and then the builder, you know, will probably buy their land up front, and then, or some builders I know
exactly.
stockpile land also.
And then you
also.
Can finance everything all into one.
Okay, all right,
okay.
Great.
Now I do have a story I would like to, you know, just touch on, and
sure.
it just goes back to you know, a closing that I had last week.
Okay.
Do we got a couple minutes?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So I had a closing last week, and the debt to income ratio for this buyer was very tight, and I t- told the buyer from the beginning, make sure that you pay all your credit cards on time. Make sure you don't miss any payments, and make sure you don't go out and get any new credit cards or new debt.
Right.
So, you know, we do a credit refresh usually about a day before the closing. And yeah. When we did the credit refresh, they actually missed one of their credit card payments,
Ooh.
Which caused their debt to income ratio to $30.
Yeah.
So this $30 missed payment caused the whole loan to, I had to rework everything, and we did eventually get it closed, but
okay.
You got to be very careful throughout the process.
Yeah, I mean, as much as we warn everybody, there's always going to be somebody who doesn't pay attention, but I'm glad you're able to work that out. So everything came out all right for that?
Everything came out. You know, they were very pleased. They wrote me a nice Zillow review on my Zillow website too. So they were real happy.
Great, and you know, it's so important as a buyer to listen to your lender, listen to your agent, and you know, keep in mind that they are going to check your credit. They can do that up until the day of closing. So if they tell you you're tight, believe them that you're tight. Make sure you pay on time. So that's a great story, Jesse. So, Jesse, how can somebody want to reach out to you if they need a pre-approval, have any questions, get a mortgage or a refinance?
Okay. They can go on my website, which is jesseschwager.com. It's J-E-S-S-E, S as in Sam, C as in Cat, H as in Harry, W-A-G-E-R.com. My cell phone number is 215-287-2373. I am right here in Philadelphia on 19th and South Street.
Okay.
My NMLS number is 887037, and Atlantic Home Loans is a licensed mortgage banker in Pennsylvania, and we do lend all over the whole East Coast.
Okay, excellent. And Jesse, keep those rates low. It's spring season's coming in, man.
I know. I'm busy. I've been working 16-hour days lately, but it's all good right now.
All right, great, man. Service to clients.
Thank you. I'll talk to you soon, okay?
Okay, thanks, Jesse. Have a good weekend. All right, bye. So we'll be right back. We're going to take a break, and then we'll be right back with Bears Johanian, and he's going to be talking about overcoming the fear of beginning your investment portfolio or expanding your investment portfolio. So we'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Hello, homeowners. If you need to sell your home, you just need to make one call to Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties and then forget about it. Paul has a proven marketing system for attracting dozens of qualified home buyers every week that is so effective that he can guarantee to sell your home in 59 days at a price you agree to, or Paul will sell it for free. Now, that may sound hard to believe, but trust me, this is real. Paul's proven marketing system will attract qualified buyers for your home, which creates demand and helps his home sell fast and for the most money. Paul will even let you out of the contract at any point during the listing. But that doesn't ever happen because Paul is going to sell your home, so grab a pen. Call Paul now. The number is 215-778-9687. Or you can go online at soldbypaulrosso.com. That's soldbypaul, RosSO.com.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332 so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert advisor and advocate with Rebax Properties. Hey, if you're thinking of buying a home this year, I'd love to help you do that. You know, I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to find you the perfect home, negotiate the best price and terms for you. Hey, I'm thrilled to have you with us today. I hope you're enjoying the show on this super Sunday morning. Be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. I want to talk about a property I have for sale in Northeast Philadelphia. It's in the Tarsdale section. It's over near Linden Avenue and Frankfort Avenue in that general area there. It's at 4815 Arundel Avenue, and it's 274-9. It's a three-bedroom, three-bath house, modern design, a beautiful house, well-kept. You know, this house is, like, spotless. Great family room in the lower level. There's an upper level and lower level in this house. A nice yard in the back that's maintenance-free pretty much. It's pavers in the back, so it's a nice house. So if you know someone interested in buying a house in the Northeast Philadelphia section, 19114, hey, give me a call, 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. Hey, I want to bring on Bears Jahanian with Jahanian Group. Bears is going to be talking to us about, you know, getting the right mindset together for being an investor. So, Bears, can you give us a little background about yourself?
I sure can. I'm actually a real estate investor myself, and I began that venture, that path about – I guess about 8 or 9 years ago.
Okay, great.
At the time, my mom was ill. She had cancer, and I had been wanting to invest in real estate for a long time. I had read all of the Robert Kiyosaki books. I had done all of those things, but those don't ever really quite tell you how to do it.
Right.
And as I was reflecting upon that and watching what was happening with my mom, I realized, you know, life is short.
Sure.
And if we don't take action on the things that we want to do and the things that we want to accomplish in life and begin to try to create that legacy for ourselves that we all desire to leave, we're going to run out of time.
Right.
I was watching my mother run out of time, and I realized that someday I'm going to run out of time too. And I know that the people who are listening to this call have that same thought going through their mind. How much time do I have left to accomplish the things that I want to accomplish?
Right.
Maybe you're in a job someplace. Maybe you're in a career that you're just not excited about, but you want to step into that real estate deal that you keep watching your friends get into, or you listen to Paul on the radio and you're hearing the things he's talking about. If you're listening to this show, you probably want to find out some more about how to invest in real estate. Well, I was in that same place myself. So what I finally did was I took a course.
Okay.
I did the smartest thing I could think of.
Sure.
You know, if we graduate high school, we all spend some money on college, and we leave college hoping to get a job. Well, gosh, if we can do that for college, why can't we do the same thing for ourselves? Most people have about three careers in their lives, so why not envision investing in real estate as a career and invest in yourself first so that you can get past some of those fears? It's a great way to begin to get some of those fears pushed aside and not worry so much about what's going to happen because you've got some knowledge. And that's what I did. I took a weekend course, an all-day weekend course, and I learned some things about real estate. Even then, though, Paul, I guaranteed I was still nervous about it. I really wasn't quite sure.
Yeah, I mean, that's the position a lot of people that I talk to, too. You know, they want to go out, they look at a few investment properties, and, you know, all of a sudden something blocks them from moving forward and actually running a contract. You
right.
Know? Or they're right, like a super-duper low ball offer because they heard somebody on the TV, you know, late night commercial talk about that. And, you know, that's great and all, especially after you have your first property. But, you know, sometimes you just got to go get your feet wet.
Well, think about someone you know really well. if you've got a really good friend, or maybe it's your child or your spouse or a loved one that you, or your best friend that you know really well, you can anticipate what they're going to say, what they're going to do, because right. you've gotten to know them. You've gotten to understand them.
Sure.
And real estate works the same way. In fact, anything you want to learn in life works the same way. If you're getting into real estate and you're not really not quite sure, gosh, is this the right price? Should I is it too low? Is it too high? What should I come in at? What kind of contractor should I have? Who should I have as a contractor? What's the right price to sell the home at? Can I get a rental? Are the prices the right in the neighborhood for what I could rental? Can I cash flow on it? There are a lot of balls in the air. There are a lot of questions.
Definitely.
The best way to get those questions answered is to put a team around you who knows more about it than yourself. It creates a knowledge base for yourself. Let's face it, most people, they have fear, and the fear is usually because they're either uncomfortable with the process that they're going to go through. They know some things are probably going to go wrong along the way, and they're not sure how to navigate those things, or what's the outcome of this going to be? I don't know what's going to happen. Once I buy this property, am I going to be able to get a tenant? Am I going to be able to flip this property? And we're afraid of those things because it's the unknown.
Sure. I mean, that's the biggest fear, I think, the unknown of what's going to happen.
Absolutely. And so the best way to conquer that is put people around you, create a team around you of people who do know how to navigate it and have a vested interest in you because they want to see you succeed, because you'll come back again and follow the whole procedure again, find a new property, flip it, put some more tenants in, whatever it is you want to do. And that's the best thing you can do to begin to overcome your fears.
Yeah, I mean, I think every investor I had on so far, you know, they talk about getting their first one and, you know, the concern they had. And, you know, it's a learning experience and hope that it'll work out well. But there are different issues that can come up. But, you know, you have to start at one spot. And then once you get that one spot, then you get to learn a little bit, you know. And one of the avenues in our area is, like, you get a duplex, you know, where you, you know, I have some clients who bought a duplex as their first property. And they live in one unit and they rent out the other unit. So now they've learned how to become, you know, learning how to become a landlord, what's involved and all. In the meantime, somebody's helping them pay their mortgage. And then quite, you know, majority of them eventually will move out and buy another house for themselves and then rent out both units, and that's how they get their start in as a real estate investor, you know. So you don't have to just, you know, there's options. You can go out and buy a property for to rent out altogether, or buy a property where you're living in one unit and maybe renting out one or two or three other units.
And that's a great point. In fact, first I'll say I am by no means a real estate guru at all. I don't know much about real estate compared to people like you. I rely on people like you for knowledge. But when I have people approach me and ask me about real estate, the first thing I tell them is get a duplex. Exactly what you said, because you can be there and they pay down your own mortgage.
Right.
And you're managing the property really easily that way. And it's a great way to get started. It's much more comfortable. And it's not a giant leap forward. It's a small step forward. And that's how that's the best way to conquer your fears.
Right. And you know, you talked about Robert Kiyosaki, and, you know, he always talks about getting the team of professionals together. And sometimes, you know, you may think, well, that's a little more complicated, but, you know, your real estate agent can do a lot of that work for you and will have people who can advise you also, you know. So if you sit down with a real estate agent, they can put you in touch with the lender to review with you what's involved in buying an investment property from a financing angle, and then inspectors and we can recommend property managers, because sometimes, you know, it sounds, you know, you're paying somebody to do the management, but yet they're dealing with all the hassle too. You know, I have some great property managers that I work with that it's their job to take care of all the tenant issues, and you don't have to do anything.
Absolutely. And I'd like to give people a few tips on how they can increase the strength of their mindset.
Okay.
Because,
well, let me take a break before we do that.
Great.
And then, you know, this one we'll have enough time to go through all those things here. I also want to talk to you, you know, somebody who has maybe three or four investment properties, and now they're, you know, it's time to make the commitment for the big jump and maybe make it a full-time career, but yet they're afraid to get rid of their job, and, you know, how you can help them through their mindset of, you know, maybe it's time to make that big leap. Okay, so when we come back, we'll have more with Baris Jahanian with the Jahanian Group, talking about overcoming fear mindset and real estate investing. We'll be right back with more on Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. Stay tuned.
Are you looking to sell your home for quick cash? Do you have a home that is dated or in need of repair and just want to sell the house as is for cash? Well, be careful of those fast cash for houses sharks. Before you do anything, give Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties a call. Paul can help you evaluate your home and your situation and then help you decide if you should go for a quick cash sale or if you would be better off putting your home on the market and selling it as is. Give Paul a call now at 215-968-7402 for a no-cost, no-obligation, fair and honest evaluation. Or reach out to him online at cashorsell.com.
Congratulations! You just signed a contract on your dream home. Now it's time to have a comprehensive examination of the home for your protection and to get the answers to all of your questions about the home. Be sure to call the professionals at Del Valle Home Inspectors for all of your home inspection needs. They have the experience and knowledge to give you an honest evaluation of the condition of the home so you can make the right decisions about the home. Call Del Valle Home Inspectors today at 215-850-3819. That's 215-850-3819.
Gen X, Gen Y, Millennial, Generation Me, Generation Internet. You know who you are. You've been crushed by this economy. College debt, credit issues, lack of savings, but things are turning around for you. So if you're trying to move out of your parents' home, a friend's house, or an apartment, now's the time to do it. Interest rates are low. Prices are good. You know you need to get out and you need to get your own place, a piece of the American dream. Look, the only way you're going to be able to do that is to find out what's it going to take for you to buy a home. You know the smart thing to do is to call or text Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties right now at 215-778-9687 to get yourself on a path to home ownership. Paul is fighting for your generation. He's not counting you out. He believes in you. He's here to give you the advice and tools you need to buy a home right now. Call or text Paul now at 215-778-9687. That's 215-778-9687.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. So happy to have you join us today on WWDB Talk 860 AM. The show is also streamed live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. Our call number, if you have any questions or comments, 215-778-9687. 215-778-9687. You can follow us on Twitter at Paul Rosso. Hey, just some quick updates on about real estate. You know, new analysis predicts that from the year 2020 to 2030, 88% of household growth will be among minorities. Millennials, individuals in their 20s and 30s, make up right now the largest portion of home buyers in the United States. You know, the market's been so good so far this year, and you know, I mentioned earlier and last couple shows about an inventory shortage. So, you know, if your home hasn't sold in today's active real estate market, perhaps you want to reconsider and sit down and talk with your real estate agent, you know, to make sure that you're priced competitively in today's market, because, you know, Realtor.com even says that, you know, demand for housing is rapidly growing this year, resulting in an acceleration in inventory movement. And as I mentioned, you know, a lot more people you'll see, because inventory is low right now, are moving their selling decisions up earlier in the year. And because it's a great time to be on the market. And with the shortage, that helps you as a home seller to get the best price for your house. You know, home, as I mentioned earlier, pending home sales fell 2.5% in January, the biggest monthly decline in January since January of 2014. Again, I think a lot of that had to do with the snow and throughout the country, and then also because the inventory is low, a lot of buyers are still waiting for a good house to come on the market there. So while conditions vary, you know, throughout the country, the good news is that in January, people out there looking at homes, that number has increased, you know, they monitor that now for the number of showings, and you can see the showings are picking up, and I think as more inventory comes on the market, a lot more home sales are going to come. So just a quick update on where the real estate market is today. So we're going to get back with Bears Jahanian with the Jahanian Group, And we're going to talk about some mindset tips for, you know, getting your investment career started there. So, Bears, what kind of tips do you have for us today?
You know, Henry Ford said a long time ago that if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you can't. So let's start there.
Okay.
That's the foundation for
Definitely.
All of it. And I want to talk about two parallel things. Your mindset belief just based on what you believe you can be successful doing,
okay.
and your mindset belief within real estate. I want to talk about two of them happening simultaneously.
Okay.
But first, you've got to work on yourself. If you don't work on yourself first, you'll never be successful in real estate, because as soon as you hit some type of snag, as soon as you hit some type of resistance, a problem, you're going to back away and give it all up and say, this doesn't work.
And it's going to guarantee that something's going to happen.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
something
definitely.
Is, and that's actually part of what you've got to do. You've got to realize, hey, listen, something's going to go wrong somewhere along the way. It's
right.
going to happen. You heard Jesse talk about it a little bit earlier in the program where, gosh, we missed this credit card payment. Fortunately, they had the right team around them, and Jesse
yes.
was able to solve the problem for them.
Definitely.
So something will go wrong. That's a minor problem. There can be bigger problems. If you realize it's going to happen, you'll be that much better prepared for it when it does.
Right.
So
okay.
the first thing, people, folks, what you need to do is you need to build a huge, incredible foundation for belief for yourself. And I want you to imagine belief being like the foundation of a building or the root system for a tree. That grows first. That foundation for the Freedom Tower that they just built in New York, that foundation took a long time to build, and it's much deeper in the ground than you could possibly see.
Sure.
That infrastructure has to be built first to support that giant building and all of the people who are going to go into that. So if you imagine your belief system to be that, that's the boring part. It's not the sexy part. It's the part that we have to do if we want to be successful. So four things you can do to start to build that mindset.
Okay.
Number one, read and learn. Read some really good books that feed your brain and feed your mind the right ideas about yourself. There's a lot of junk on TV, The Bachelor, Survivor, and all kinds of crazy TV shows. Someone asked me the other day, did you watch the Grammys? No, I was busy learning how to be successful myself instead of watch someone else be successful.
Yeah. I gave up TV, news, everything
the
about
news,
25 years ago.
I don't even watch the news. I hope you listen to this program.
But yeah, that's it.
This isn't news, right? This is growth. This is all about growth.
Right. This is a learning experience like you're talking about.
Right. So let's read two kinds of books. Read books that will help you to develop your mindset, and read books that will help your knowledge base with real estate so you
sure.
can understand exactly what you're doing. You should be reading those two types of books simultaneously. Even if you only read 10 pages a day, that ends up to be a lot of books over the course of a year, and you'll have so much more knowledge and so much more ammunition. The second thing, and this is kind of a thing that many people feel is kind of funny when I talk about it. They're used to seeing Stuart Smalley on Saturday Night Live talk about affirmations. But affirmations are extremely powerful, and I'm going to give you the secret sauce. Number one, write them down. Write down what your affirmation is. You can write just three or four to get started.
Sure.
And when you do an affirmation, you need to read it out loud. But this is the real secret. This is the part that most people don't know. It must be written in the present tense. Because if you write an affirmation that says, I will own $100,000 in real estate property. I will own $1 million in real estate property. That's tomorrow. It's never today. So every time you say it, you talk about it in the future, and it's never real to you. It's something
right.
you hope and wish for. It's a dream. So do those in the present tense. The third thing is, we are a product. We are the average of the five people we spend the most time with. That's just a fact.
I know. It's an amazing fact. You know,
it really is. Consider your friends.
Yeah.
Think of what their average salary is, and yours is probably right smack in the middle of those folks. If you start to spend more time with like-minded people, people who want to grow their mindset, people who want to build a real estate portfolio, if you spend time with them, little by little, you will move your average up to what their average is. So if you want to have five homes, spend your time with people who have anywhere between 3 and 10 homes.
Yeah, and there's investment groups that you can get involved in. DIG, Diversified Investors Group, is a great investment community in the area, and they have meetings, general meetings, and then they also have like subchapters in their various counties. So, you know, that's a great source of meeting people who are like-minded and want to succeed in real estate investments.
Absolutely. It's so important to develop that network. You know, you can say, gosh, I don't know anybody. I don't know these people. Yeah. There's no excuse. You can get to, you just heard Paul mention these groups. You can get to those groups. If you don't know where to find them, get on meetup.com and you'll start to find them like crazy. Those groups will flood toward you if you just put in what your interest is. So get out of that zone where you think you can't figure it out and start to figure it out. And the fourth thing is find a mentor. A mentor can be very, very powerful, because when you're learning to navigate things, you're not sure how it works. Get with a mentor before you start to invest. Hey, can I take you out to dinner a few times? Can I learn from you? And little by little, what they're teaching you will make you feel a lot more comfortable. It's almost like playing with play money. When you watch what they're doing and you can ask questions, well, would you do this? Would you do A? Would you do B? How about X, Y, or Z? And they explain it to you. You start to learn from their firsthand immediate knowledge of what's going on in real time, in real life. And it's a great way to really build your confidence and build your mindset and have someone that you've developed a great relationship with that can be a support to you.
Right. And, you know, don't be afraid also, you know, there are a lot of people out there who or mentors who could be mentors, you know, they're going to charge you a fee for that, but, you know, you're going to learn so much out of that. But as Bears mentioned, you know, there's also mentors. You can just find somebody and get out there and talk with them. Way to meet mentors is also at these investor groups. You know, I mentioned Diversified Investor Group. It's one I'm familiar with and a member of, but there are a lot of others also out there. So you definitely want to connect with some of the investors that are out there doing exactly what you want to do. You know, I mean, there's all kind of niches out there. You know, we had investors that talk about, you know, college homes, investors that talk about, the real estate professors on here a lot. And what Joe does is he invests in, I think, like 5-bedroom homes in Delaware County that are in good school districts. And that's his niche, you know, and he has, I think, another one in garages. So find somebody that has, you know, does what you want to do in these investor groups and just sit down and talk with them. Like you said, you know, take them out for dinner or whatever.
Absolutely. Believe it or not, successful people love to impart wisdom upon other people.
They
really love to do it. Most people are afraid to ask because they think that person won't have time for me. They'll look down upon me. But they love to do that because they were in your position at one time and someone put their arm around their shoulder and said, let me show you the way.
Definitely. So, Bears, I got to take a break, and when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more and then wrap up, on this whole mindset thing. I want to talk to you a little bit about, getting people who are stuck at making a decision whether, they should quit their job and go full-time into investment or stay with their job. They seem to be stuck sometimes after about 4 or 5 doors, or units, So we'll talk about that when we come back from the next break. So stay tuned for more Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso. We'll be right back.
You just purchased your dream home, and now it's time for you to choose a title company to insure your title in your new home. At RK Abstract, we not only insure your title, we're committed to providing you with exceptional customer service and educating you throughout the entire process. And when your settlement day comes along, we'll be there for you every step of the way to answer any of your questions and help to ensure a smooth closing. So whether you're buying your dream home or refinancing your current mortgage, you have the right to choose your own title insurance company. Title insurance rates are state regulated in Pennsylvania, so be sure to choose a title company that's committed to you. RK Abstract makes that commitment to you. Give us a call at 267-279-9332. 267-279-9332, so we can serve you. RK Abstract is licensed in the state of Pennsylvania.
You finally got the promotion you've been wanting for years. The job is out of state and starts in 3 months. You need an aggressive agent to get your home sold quickly. You ask your friends for advice, and Jennifer recommends you call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties. She had talked to a couple of real estate agents about selling her home. She hired Paul because of his innovative marketing plan and experience. Within a month, her home was sold at a great price. Paul helped her through the entire process and kept her informed along the way. You take Jennifer's advice and call Paul. Paul sells your home quickly and for more than you were expecting. Today, you're in your new home and starting your new job. Life is good. Now you tell everyone to call Paul Rosso with RE/MAX Properties, 215-968-7402. That's 215-968-7402.
This is Frank Ciotti. My wife, Lucy, and I met Paul Rosso over 20 years ago when we had trouble selling our home. We hired Paul, and he not only sold the house quickly, but he got us top dollar. Paul then helped us to find our home in the suburbs, where he got us a fantastic deal. Paul then helped us to buy the building for our bridal and tuxedo business, known as L&H Bridal, at 9355 Old Bustleton Avenue in Northeast Philly. Since then, he's helped our daughter and our son purchase their homes. Paul helped them to find a great home at a fantastic price as well. We highly recommend Paul. He truly represents his clients, and we trust him fully.
You are listening to Real Estate Today with Paul Rosso, my dad, on WWDB Talk Radio, 860 AM and WWDBAN.com.
Welcome back to Real Estate Today. I'm your host, Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate expert, advisor, and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. Hey, if you need to sell your home this year, give me a call first. I have a proven, repeatable system backed by market research to sell your home for up to 18% more money than the traditional real estate agents. Our call number is 215-778-9687, 215-778-9687. If you're on Facebook, like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso, Real Estate Advisor. You can always listen to the show on your smartphone or tablet with the TuneIn and iHeartRadio apps. Hey, we'll continue our discussion with Bears Jahanian with the Jahanian Group. And Bears, I mentioned that right before the commercial break. You know, the other fear I get from a lot of people is, you know, they have about 4 or 5 units now. They're working a full-time job. They want to go into the real estate investing full-time. And some of them are financially ready to do that, but mentally they're not quite there, you know. So that fear of leaving that security of a full-time job is very difficult for them to enter the world of entrepreneurship, which basically, you know, a real estate investor is. What tips do you have for someone who's in that kind of position?
That's a great question, and it's a really interesting phenomenon, I believe. I was a school teacher, a music school teacher. I was a music teacher in a public school for many, many years. And I always had this dream to be a motivational speaker.
Okay.
Somewhere along the way, I stepped out of my comfort zone and decided to embark upon that path. Eventually, I ended up on a stage in front of 1,000 people with the TV screens and the music playing and that whole deal. I couldn't do that in one giant leap.
Right.
So if you've got a few properties, the good news is you're on the right path.
Sure.
Here's the bad news. Nothing good or great ever got accomplished on the couch. The couch is like your comfort zone, right?
Yeah.
And you might say, well, gee, Bearge, I'm outside of my comfort zone. I got these properties. I'm here to tell you today, you just got a bigger couch. That's all you got. It's you know, maybe it's a softer couch. Maybe you've got a bigger TV that you're watching. And I don't mean that literally, I mean that figuratively.
Sure.
We've just got a bigger couch. So to get off of that couch and to do the next thing, you've got to do the same thing you did the first time. If you've got a few properties and you want to take things to the next level, there's that next level of education you need to get. There's that next level of network that you need to grow.
Right.
And if you don't take the steps to do that, you're going to stay on that same couch. In fact, what's worse is you may end up back on that smaller couch, and that smaller couch might be out on the curb. So it's important that you continue to grow your mindset to the next level. It's important that you continue to grow your contacts and your network to the next level. If you're not sure how to get there, seek out someone, again, like a mentor, and find out, what can I do to get to the next level? Maybe it's cashing out of a few properties and stepping into a bigger property. And if you can't see yourself there yet, then you need to do that mindset work to create that person for yourself.
And I think that's a big thing, Bam, is see yourself as a full-time investor, I think is key. And, you know, one of the phrases I like to use, you know, talk about, you know, your comfort zone is, you know, get comfortable with being uncomfortable.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm a career switcher too. You know, I used to be a mechanical engineer, and, you know, I did that for like 10 years at the college, and then, you know, took a major leap into real estate sales and being, you know, 100% commission. So I went from having a great salary to 100% commission And, you know, I've had my ups and downs over the years, but, you know, I can't imagine doing anything else other than this.
You know, I think, Paul, it's very possible that some people can get into real estate and end up with a few properties with really no vision or no goal other than, hey, I want to get a few properties.
Right. And some people are happy with that.
Right. But that's really not a vision. That's not really a goal. If you want more than that, you've got to define specifically, exactly, word for word, down to the moment, the color, the size, the quantity, the financial number of exactly what you want. One of my greatest mentors of all time, Les Brown, and if you don't know who Les Brown is, look him up on YouTube and start to educate your mind. He said that if you aim at nothing, you are sure to hit it.
Definitely.
So you need a goal, a very clearly well-defined goal from which you can then back up and find out what are the steps I need to take to get there. What do I need to do in the next year, the next month, and the next week, and the next day?
Right. And I think he touched on a good point. I mean, you know, if you want just a couple properties and you're happy with that, that's terrific, you know, and that's great. But, you know, if you want more than that, and something's holding you back, that's where you need, like you said, get your education. A lot of that has to do with mindset. You know, sometimes it's 90% mindset, 10% action. You know, get your mindset together. Talk to people in these investment groups or other people who have made the leap from, you know, a full-time job to the world of entrepreneurship, business owner, you know, however you want to look at it. But there are a lot of people, you know, I keep coming back to these investor groups, but I think that's, a great way of meeting people who are very willing to, like you mentioned, very willing to help you out because they were there at one time there too.
Absolutely.
So that's terrific. So, Bears, you know, this has been a great conversation here, and hopefully a lot of people struck a chord with a lot of people in our audience, because I think there are a lot, you know, I get the phone calls from people who say, you know, I really want to do this, but you know, I feel like I'm stuck or something's holding me back. And I think you presented a good case that, you know, we got to work on our heads a lot of times too. And I mean, that's a constant for me every single day. You know, from the time I wake up in the morning, I do a program called The Miracle Morning and try to get my head straight, because, you know, in this business, there are a lot of ups and downs and ins and outs. So I try to get my head on straight every morning before I head out there and serve my clients, because if I don't have my head right, I'm not going to serve my clients right.
Absolutely.
So, Bears, how can someone get a hold of you if they have any more questions or want to talk to you a little bit about mindset and how they can help themselves to get a better mindset?
I'm going to give you two places to go. Number one is my main website, and that is called breakdownthewall.com. And if you go there, you'll be able to connect with me on social media.
Okay.
I'm not even going to begin to try to spell my name for everyone. I could do that, but you don't have a pen with enough ink. So I'm not going to try to do that. But if you go to breakdownthewall.com, you can find my social media links there.
Okay.
And you can certainly reach out to me through social media. I love to interact with people. And I want to give everyone give something away to everybody. I believe that it's very important. If you want to build your mindset, you need to know what your base ground is, where you're starting.
Okay.
And to do that, you want to go to breakdownthewall.com/wealthy-poor, and there's a worksheet there that will help you to determine what your starting base is.
Okay, that is wealthy poor.
breakdownthewall.com/wealthy-poor.
Wealthy poor. Okay, excellent. So, Bear, thanks again, and thank you so much for coming into the studio today. I really appreciate our conversation here. Hey, as we wrap up another fine show, with the greatest audience in the world, all of you, I hope you enjoyed the show today. I want to thank my guest, Jesse Schweiger, who with Atlantic Home Loans, who came on the phone with us today, and Bears Johanian with the Johanian Group, who came in studio today and gave us a great conversation on mindset for investors. And we have another great show lined up for you next week, including Barbara Ballinger. She's an author and a blogger. She was here with us a couple of weeks ago, and she's back talking about how to get your garden ready after the winter months are gone. So we definitely have, I think, winter behind us now, hopefully. So be sure to join us next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock right here on WWDB Talk 860 AM and stream live on our website at realestatetodayshow.com. I have an appointment this afternoon with John and Connie to talk about moving to a new home. They purchased a home from me about 15 years ago, and they're ready to downsize into a smaller home. So I look forward to helping them again this afternoon. I always enjoy helping my past clients to move to a new home. After that, it's family time. So I want to thank you again for tuning in this Sunday morning. I hope you enjoyed the remainder of your Sunday. A big thank you to my producer, Tony, for another great show. Thanks, Tony. Hey, be sure to like our Facebook page, Paul Rosso Real Estate Advisor, and on Twitter, Paul Rosso. Once again, my name is Paul Rosso, your trusted real estate advisor and advocate with RE/MAX Properties. I help buyers, sellers, and investors in Bucks County, Philadelphia, and Eastern Montgomery County areas. And I can also help you refer you to somebody in my top referral network outside of my market area. If you have any questions or comments or any real estate needs, give me a call, 215-778-9687. If you're interested in being a sponsor and advertiser on the show, give me a call, 215-778-9687. Check out all our past shows on our website, realestatetodayshow.com. Have an enjoyable week, and we'll see you right back here next Sunday morning at 11 o'clock on WWDB, Talk 860 AM. And remember, a house is made with walls and beams. A home is made with love and dreams. Good day, everyone, and have a great week.